bought a lot of calamine, whatever they call that stuff, calamine lotion, I guess. And that was, of course, the Coasters here this morning at 9 after 7 with the Chase Friends. 98. After, excuse me, I want to go itch something right now. But while I'm itching, I would like you to have Frank Sinatra entertain you from 1958. Here he is, Old Blue Eyes, on the Old Red Eyes Show, here, friends. Young and old.
Fairy tales.
I just realized one thing that I never realized before. Frank Sinatra sings through his nose. Anybody ever realize that?
Big Bob Chase.
I sure hope that statement, Frank, doesn't have any bearing on your career. Well, good morning. It's Saturday. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Chase Show this morning. And for those of you who are, wanting to see the Christmas comet, the word is that it's getting a little bit brighter on its dash toward the heart of the solar system, but its close proximity to the sun is obscuring the view from Earth. At least that's what a space agency report said yesterday. The glare of the dawn will continue to interfere with view until after the comet makes its closest approach on about December the 28th, and then we'll begin its trip back out of the solar system. The morning twilight is seriously interfering with Kohoutek's ground-based observations. Also, there is a little word of warning, too, for those of you, and I know there's a lot of you, because I've been looking for it, and I haven't found it yet. I saw some pink elephants the other morning, but it didn't come anything close to Kohoutek. Well, anyhow, those of you who are looking for the comet with with binoculars or a telescope, better be careful, because it is so close to the sun right now, don't look directly into the sun. But after Christmas, around December the 28th, well, then you can start looking for it as it goes back out of the solar system, you see.
This winter, be prepared for school closings. Closing station, WYOO, the proven sports and news leader.
You know, we haven't had many yet this year, and we haven't had any, as a matter of fact, school closings. And if the weather continues, I know it's not going to continue. There's just no way that it can possibly do that. But let's hope that it waits until January. No, wait a minute. Let's hope it waits until June 17th.
Let's take a look at what's happening in the Twins. There will be a full day of Swedish Christmas programs tomorrow at the American Swedish Institute at 2600 Park Avenue, Minneapolis, including a film, Christmas in Sweden, at 3:30. Call 339-0621 for more information. This is Art Snow, and I'll be talking with you.
Bye, yup, and yimmy, sure will. It's 7:15 in the morning now with the Chase on a Saturday. 10 above in the Twin Cities, 1956. Little Jerry Lewis going to sing Rock Your Baby. I don't know what it is about that song, but every time I hear it, I want to start talking like that. There, got there, that, that. And then it's kind of embarrassing. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning now. 10 degrees above zero. Our featured artist today is Duane Eddy. Yeah, right here on the Golden Voice of the Twin Cities, Radio 98. That's our featured artist today, Duane Eddy. Not Duane, but Duane. I don't know why they always did that. That was his twangy guitar 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. This morning, here's the way it's going to be weather-wise. Cloudy, some occasional snow flurries happening later on today. No additional accumulation, though, quote-unquote. Partial clearing tonight, becoming partly sunny tomorrow and continued on the cool side. With a high today of near 20, a low tonight of about 5 above. And tomorrow, once again, about 20, but with the sun shining, it won't be that bad. Skies are clear now in the Twins. Barometer is rising slowly. The humidity is 84%. Got a northeast wind at 7 this morning, 10 above in the Twin Cities, and I guess would be our weather word for today. That's
Minnesota Crime Watch, Governor's Commission on Crime Prevention and Control.
All right, I give up, officer. Don't take me in because I got a wife and 10 kids. There is a kid and 10 wives. I don't remember which. This is Johnny Mathis with a little Christmas medley. I know a lot of you out there thought that Johnny Mathis was going to sing that, but no, that wasn't true. But he actually was there. He was standing under some mistletoe, standing around saying, "On Dasher, on Dancer," and all that stuff. And waiting for somebody in a band to notice it. I don't know. 24 minutes after 7 in the morning here with the Chase, 10 above zero. But it gets colder than that down in Kentucky when you got a drizzly rain fall on you. Here's Elvis, Kentucky Rain. Let me tell you, when they talk about corn down in Kentucky, they aren't necessarily talking about the kind that you can go out in the field and pick an ear off of either. That's Elvis Presley.
It's the weekend, the really golden weekend. Today is Y.O.U.'s day, the hits keep coming your way. And
7 o'clock on a Saturday here from the source of the signal. Going back to 56 for a little Bill Doggett music here. 10 above zero, some honky tonk. Part 2 of Honky Tonk from Billy Doggett at 7:30 in the morning now with the Chase. There's an album that is featured on. It's called We Dance Until Dawn, or We Danced All Night, or I Can't Stand to Dance With You, or something like that. But anyhow, that's just part 2 of it. It's part 1, part 2, 3, 4, 5. And hello, Tom. How are you? I got carried
away. Good morning. I thought those were the scores you were giving there. And
no, you want me to give the scores? 5-2, 4-3, and 0.
Was that just a partial score?
That's just a partial score. I don't know who's ahead either, as a matter of fact. But I'm sure that you know, and so therefore I'm turning it all over to you right now. It's in your lap, baby. Go ahead.
Okay, the Minnesota Fighting Saints lost second place in the World Hockey Association West Division last night.
You know, there's a lot of people that have a rendition of that particular song out. Frankie Valli is one of them. And his, I don't know, there's just something about Frankie Valli's rendition of that just knocks me out, friends. It's
treat me like a fool, yeah.
Oh, that Elvis Presley. That's Love Me. That's the name of the song. You probably already guessed that if you didn't know.
98.
Listen, operator, as long as we got you on the line here this morning, why don't you call Patty Page in Old Cape Cod?
You check Saturday, December 15th. On this day in 1791, the U.S. Bill of Rights, comprised of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, view by you, for you.
Not nearly a bad temperature this morning as we thought it might be. Over the last couple of days, we've had some below zero temperatures predicted, but it's 10 above this morning. Winds are southeast. No, I beg your pardon, they're northeast. Well, they're somewhere out in the blowing. That's what they're doing. Out of somewhere 7 miles an hour. And, of course, everybody's very concerned about the energy crisis and so on and so forth. And our Barbie doll governor, Wendell Anderson, he has been writing a thing in a publication there. It's a weekly column for newspapers that he is encouraged by some of the spontaneous outpouring of constructive energy conservation suggestions from average citizens, like this. This came from Todd Naberson of Sunset Terrace Elementary School in Rochester. And Todd says, I would close the schools down for the winter, turn off the signs, and turn on the Christmas lights. That's not a bad idea, maybe. The whole state would use snowmobiles. Well, that'd make a lot of people happy. And Brandon Kalb, rather, of the same school, suggested turning off the lights in stores and put traps to catch the burglars. I'm trying to keep the lights off in my room and using a flashlight, and I'm walking to school instead of my daddy giving me a ride. Well, that's a good thing. There's a guy in Sauk Center who suggests that corn, potatoes, and grapes be distilled into alcohol and blended with gasoline to make an efficient motor fuel. And in case you don't want to, you know, use it for motor fuel, you can always drink it. And then there's a guy in Pine River who suggested a production of some peat briquettes with a little oomph added to the stuff by a smattering of Dakota lignite. Oh, they get all kinds of suggestions there, and I suppose they might even, you know, try some of them. None of them have been tried yet. Let's go back to 56 again at 18 before 8 here in the morning on a Saturday at WYOO, the golden voice of the Twin Cities. Patrick Boone. And that is Don't Forbid Me to Do Anything I Want to, Babies, at 15 minutes before 8 here in the morning with the Chase.
WYOO.
There's Tom Jones gone. Down. Whatever happened to Tom Jones? Certainly died off there for a little while there. It's a 1971 song called She's a Lady here this morning with a Chase at 12 before 8 o'clock.
Do you have talent? Can you sing for the St. Paul Winter Carnival? I'm Marvin Levine, talent contest chairman, on you, for you.
Send news of your club or nonprofit organization to WYOO, Ridgefield, 55423.
Well, Arthur, I must decline because, I don't know. I'd say we get a lot of people. We used to have a thing on the air called, I don't know if you heard it or not, called the Original Amateur Minutes. And boy, do we have some talent in there. People playing combs, and one lady did striptease, which was very nice. A little hard, you know, on the radio, but she did it well, I think. And what else? Oh, we had a lot of fun things happening there. A year ago, it was 8 degrees above for the high, and the low a year ago was 7 below, but it's not going to be that way today. Cloudy with occasional snow flurries today out in no additional accumulation, though, White Bear. Going to be partly clearer tonight, becoming partly sunny tomorrow, and continued on the cold side. High today is going to be near 20, low tonight about 5 above, which isn't bad. High tomorrow will be, once again, near 20 degrees. Good day to, you know, get out and maybe do something under the sun there. A lot of snow. You can do your snowmobiling if you're getting, if you don't have to use too much gas to go. Well, you know what I mean. Take it easy. And We won't have very much wind to contend with either. That's good. Skies are clear now in the Twin Cities. They are not, but that's what it says. Humidity is 84%. Winds are northeast at 7. It's 10 above. Let me tell you what the skies are.
Partly cloudy.
That's right. I mean, you just take one look and you know that right off the bat. Here's Rick Nelson, 1957, an old Fats Domino song.
I'm walking, come back to me.
Keep right on walking there, Rick Nelson, baby. Before 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning here at WIOO, here is our featured artist of the day, Duane Eddy. I don't know about your drummer, Duane. He covered up one of your twangs, sir. That's Duane Eddy and our featured artist today. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Well, as a matter of fact, she lies about everything. It's 6 minutes before 8 o'clock now.
You asked for it.
Knows what evil lurks within the heart of man. Say, I want you to do something. Now, you're probably going to be going Christmas shopping today. I know a lot of folks still got a lot to do. And if you are going into a store today, I just want to, you want to blow somebody's mind, because everybody always complains about the clerks being non-courteous and so on and so forth. Well, when you go into the store today and, you know, you're waited on by somebody, why don't you thank them for getting efficient service? Even though you may not get that good at it. And, you know, that'd be kind of wild because right away they're going to fall down on the floor. No. And then you help them. Well, anyhow, do that. And let me see. What else could you do today? Oh, walk up to somebody in a store and say, isn't it a nice day? Maybe you better not do two things in the same day like that, because that that would destroy people if you were to be that nice. It's 10 above here in the Twin Cities. Here's Roy Hamilton from 1961. Boy, that's laying it right on the line, Roy Hamilton, and You Can Have Her, okay?
It's the good old winter time on WIOO Channel 98.
How about one from 1958 with Don Gibson? Blue, blue day.
It's been a blue, blue day.